Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers?
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's a Friday. I'm up in your fucking dick hole. I'm up in your ear hole. I'm in your heart a little bit. I'm in your heart right now. The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is here. Zach D'Amico. Your hair. How is your hair changing every time now?
It's just what it is, baby. I haven't done anything to it.
You're morphing. You're covered in cat hair.
Yes, I am. I got dressed in the dark.
Does your cat sleep on your back?
No, but this was next to the bed, and I think he was sleeping on it.
Yeah, you got a lot of cat hair on you, but that's sort of your vibe.
Whatever. I got an orange cat. I got to wear all black. It's bound to happen.
Yeah, you are, you look like you're trying to look like your cat. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going full Garfield this year.
You really do have a fucking... We found out that your dad was the smiley cat from Alice in Wonderland.
What's his name? That would be the Cheshire Cat.
Cheshire Cat, yes, that would make sense. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico's here, international superstar. As always, two incredible guests. This is a non-white episode of the Real Ass Podcast.
He's on fire!
It's very rare that you will see multiple browns on a show, and this is a fucking day of celebration. This is a Latino...
Boricua, morena,
Dominicano, papi plano, Dominicano,
Argentina.
Do they say Argentina?
No,
they don't.
No, they'll say Argentina.
They don't say Argentina.
New Mexico.
Colombia. E Bronx.
North Bergen.
North Jersey. Shopping Stop. Sea Town. Rite Aid. Apollo. The Apollo. Yeah.
Talking loudly. Talking in the movies.
Speakerphone. On the D train. On the speakerphone.
Playing music.
In a Rite Aid. This guy has an exotic animal in the backpack. Boricua episode, bitch!
This is a Latino fucking show today. We ain't fucking around. I'm very excited to have both these guests in studio. You guys know him. You love him. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Figgs is back on the show.
On time. I'm here. I'm on time. My manager woke me up early.
I know.
Let's do it, baby.
I know. Last time you didn't show up, but I appreciate your manager calling in and speaking up your behalf. I didn't realize that you had a Jamaican manager.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, he's professional. So.
Very professional.
It's also, a manager.
He's a manager.
Good joke. It was a good joke. Zach will stay. Also from the DBS podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, Sergio Chacon's back on the show.
Happy to be back, and I come correct with an illegal reptile in an IKEA bag to make it more appropriate.
I fucking love it. Sergio's Wild World. We'll probably start the show off with Sergio's Wild World right after we do the plugs. Have you been on an episode with Sergio?
No, but I'm excited.
No, he brings in the wildest of creatures. It is very fun every single time. Last time, Sergio, you have to be disappointed because last time we had Zia in studio. Zia is a hot little fucking blonde. What is she? A streamer?
Twitcher?
A fucking...
She has MS.
She's fucking... But super cute, and Sergio was just fucking laying out thick.
Yeah, nice. I started following her, and I can no longer allow my daughter to hold my phone on my Instagram stories
I joined
anymore.
Her OnlyFans. I shit you not.
Content is inappropriate.
Wait, pull her up. Who's this chick?
The co-host on Chip.
OnlyFans.
There she goes.
.com. What is it? / Zia Land or something?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Just one word, Zealand, or is there an underscore in there? They start underscoring me. That just drives me out of my fucking mind. I'll pull it up for you guys. I gotta be honest. And this is, look, Zia, this isn't me sharing your nudes with my friends.
Yeah.
This is me giving
a it's fucking, not on Reddit or anything.
A preview. Right. What the hell?
Yes, I'm scrolling. you know, stories of my daughter, and Azir's ass just pops up. Sponsorship.
Sorry, baby. Well, Blue Chew.
Yeah, maybe my internet and my phone's not working. I have no idea, but I'll pull it up for you guys in a little bit. It's fucking delightful.
Yeah.
She does not show vagina lips.
No, they're lewds, right?
So just the inside? She just spreads them?
Yeah, it's just internal shots, dude.
It's just like the Barbie shot.
Oh, yeah. Like the old Playboy style. Yeah, You'll see like
a little bit of pubis.
Little muff, but she's cute, dude. And Zia's super cool, very cool
she's
chick.
Mad down to earth.
What a fucking easy. Cool chick. Yeah, my chick said cool. The other day, she was like, Zia's hot. I was like,
Yeah, look at that.
Hell yeah, Zia.
Yeah, she's got a little dumper on her, too.
Oh
you can tell.
God. Hell yeah, Zia. I'm
got
all
a nice
hiney
on her.
Fuck yeah. We're getting this is a Zia preview.
Show her
show.
Feet. Shani, pull up her feet.
Do you have her feet, Shannon? If you have her feet, that'd be fucking delightful. She's got little fucking stinky feet.
Yeah, I like little white girl feet.
Dude, I bet her feet stink.
Black on the bottom.
Stink like fucking Cheetos.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so yeah, go support Zia. So I do apologize. The point of all this, Sergio, is I apologize that now we have fucking Mike Figgs here instead of Zia.
Nah, I fucks with Figgs. I like Figgs, man. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, compliment his eyelashes and the way he smells like I did Zia, but yeah. I mean, whatever. I do smell good, though. Let's see.
Your wrist?
What the fuck you
put cologne on your wrist?
I put cologne on my wrist. I put a little Mont Blanc.
That is the fucking gayest thing I've ever seen. Is one of those.
He smells like Yankee cologne, man.
Thank you, cuz. Thank you, bro.
What kind of cologne is it?
It's fucking Cool Water, bitch.
Really?
No. What is it? It's fucking Gucci Black.
All right.
Hey,
you spent some money on your cologne.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, you got it from African Southern incense.
No, all my aunts give me cologne for Christmas. Nice. Boy, I got a collection, bro.
You are a cologne-y type guy. Yeah. The only cologne that I own... Whoops, I just rhymed by accident. Sorry, guys. You know what? We need, Shannon, from now on, I need a new drop that says just something like... Just some of a hip-hop sort of like drop where it's like, oh, shit, Lewis just dropped a sick rhyme or some shit like that, all right? Because I did. The only cologne I own. And then it's like, oh.
Only cologne I own. It's the only cologne I own.
Yeah. So I need that from now on, Shannon. Anytime a rhyme. It's not even just me. It can be for anybody on the show. It can't just be for Lewis. Anytime somebody drops an accidental fucking rhyme, I need a fucking drop for that, Shannon. Because that is fire. Okay? And it's dire.
The white listeners are going ham right now. They're upset. They're pissed.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
So what's
He's
the cologne?
On fire!
Manscaped. I have a little bottle of Manscaped cologne that came with my ball hair trimmer. And once in a while, if I'm trying to fucking impress, let's go or I'll spray it into the air.
Spray it and you walk into it.
And you walk into it.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch.
Mist the air and then you walk into
it. It is kind of wild how a little fragrance, a little, you know, touch of something different can give you some confidence.
100%.
Especially if you like it, you just start walking out the apartment different.
Different.
Yeah.
You gotta maintain eye contact with strangers.
Well, now I'm in a relationship, so now I don't care. Like, my dick right now, if you were to smell my car.
Oh, that's not good, though. That's why the relationship crashes after
if
Jamaica.
If you were to smell my cock right now, it smells like a fucking beach dog in Jamaica.
It smells like...
It's
like,
awful, dude.
Like mushrooms that have been in a fridge for... Oh, shit. No way, look! Zach! Zachy, smell like mushrooms? Like...
It's got something to it.
It's got a must,
those
right?
Those are pheromones. It's okay.
No, it's a combination
of... Oh, so it smells like dick.
It's a little...
My girl's old vagina on it, because I haven't showered since we banged.
Tattooed vagina, baby.
Plus a good workout yesterday.
Yeah. Jesus
I don't care.
You got to shed your skin, Pop. You can't be moving around like that. Sex and a workout. I picture this like a white shell over it.
It's not
really
good.
Come on.
Fucking nasty, dirty dick.
I showered after the workout, but I did not shower after we banged. Right now, this is rotten sex dick, but
that's
it's just
not
like
bad.
It's old dick, it's old vagina,
and there's something about
sweatiness.
Sweatpants that like keeps it in,
yeah,
and like preserves it,
ferments,
yeah,
yeah. So but that's the thing. Like when I'm in a new relationship, I want it to smell fucking delightful. Like I'm doing, Shannon. Stop making the face, okay? Shannon, do you want to smell my dick, Shannon?
Put the sexy music.
No,
fine, Shannon. You can come smell my dick.
No, thank you.
Shannon, how much to smell my dick right now?
Smell his
Shannon.
Dick.
I can't.
Smell his dick. Smell his dick. Come on, Shannon.
No, thank you.
He didn't take the whole thing out. He just like showed me a little neck.
Here's the thing. I didn't let him smell The tip wouldn't have been that bad. I let him smell the crevice in between the balls and the base of the shaft.
Yeah.
Fold.
Yes.
Like if you had to pick a spot on your body to keep prison wine,
that would be where it would be. Prison wine.
Natalie, will you come smell my dick?
I was just thinking about the minimum amount of money it would take for me to
just
do that.
Just smell. You don't. Your nose doesn't touch my dick. You're within 2 inches of my dick.
You would have to pay off my student loans.
How much are your student loans? Where'd you go to school?
Like, she's like,
I don't know. Wasn't cheap.
It's $550. All right, smell my dick.
It's a new segment on the show. Smell my dick.
Smell my dick.
It's where I make my female employees smell my dick on camera.
I feel like Lewis is zigzagging through the room, man. And I'm about to tell you, man, my nose is fucked up. I can't smell a thing. I mean, I've done cocaine for years, so don't even ask me, okay?
So it would
a little
be
nose that used to be very naughty, so let's not.
So for you, it actually means nothing. It's you just living your life. It would mean nothing. Right? Natalie, honestly, it wouldn't take that much money. To smell my dick?
It would.
To smell my dick?
Yeah, that's fucking
not
nasty,
on camera.
Dude. No, that's fucking nasty. No.
To smell my dick?
You just described how awful it is.
It's not good.
Yeah.
What if you put a little Manscaped cologne on it?
All right,
maybe.
That's true. After a shower. What about after? So, let me ask you. See, hold on. I thought that it was just the idea of smelling my dick, which was repulsing Natalie.
No.
Which I think that's what was.
Do I have to see it? If I don't have to see it, maybe.
Do you need your eyes to smell stupid? God damn it,
well,
women are dumb, huh?
You just fucking whipped it out for Zach.
You pressed the nothing.
Zach could have closed his eyes, okay?
Yeah, no, I wanted
to. He didn't want to.
I wanted all 5 sentences. I almost touched my tongue to it. Ding.
Zach could sense my dick before it came out. He was sixth-sensing my dick. So Zach's a whole different story. No, you don't have to look at my dick in order to smell it. Also, the sight of my dick would bother you that much, Natalie?
I don't want
to
live with that.
Here's the thing. You're being very extremely immature right now. That's
Shannon's
a fact.
Just like, go ahead, baby. You answer the question. Shannon's like, go ahead, girl. Yeah, enjoy. Go ahead.
Now you're being a little sex negative right now. Wow.
This is sort of fucking crazy because in my mind, to smell someone, I would smell any dick in this room for nothing. I would almost pay you guys to smell your dicks.
I could use a little cash.
That's how little it means to smell a dick is that I might give you guys a 5 spot to let me smell your dick. It's nothing. There's
Shannon,
nothing
Natalie,
there.
Oh, 5 spot. Do you think, eyes closed, you could tell whose dick was whose by smell?
No.
Shannon.
That's a great.
Shannon so knows she can.
Hold on,
I
Shannon.
I feel like I can.
Shannon, listen to me. For the Christmas show this year. Shannon, please listen to me. Please.
Shannon,
please.
You don't have to.
Please.
Wait. No contact.
Wait, I'll give you this. If we can forego the Real Assy Awards.
You'll do a dick smelling competition between me, Zach, and whoever else I put on the show?
Yeah.
And then
for no real assies this year.
You'd have to guess. All right, let me ask you a question. What if you can simply hire an outside producer, Paco, or somebody else, and I will take care of it? You don't have to produce the Assy Awards.
Guess who's
Guess who's
That it goes?
Wi-Fi turned on. There goes the Wi-Fi. Round bait, we fixed it. Round bait. It came on.
Good news, everybody.
He's back there with wires trying to.
Like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. He's like.
The Wi-Fi works if you wrap it around the bolts on my neck.
Shannon, you.
However it happens, as long as I don't have to have anything to do with it.
You hate the Assy Awards.
It's just, it's so much work. It's so much anxiety
so
leading up to it.
Well, it's actually
to
one of our least
is.
Viewed episodes
Terrible.
Of the year.
And it's so much work.
What's the Assy Awards?
It's our award show. It's our year-end award show.
Oh, it's not a specific, like, thing where it's like smelling dicks or smelling ass. It's like an all-around award show. Got it.
The idea of Shannon smelling my dick is literally turning me on. And I mean this in a very real way.
The idea of not doing the assies is turning me on. It's literally poor Shannon has to comb through a year of horseshit to find 5 things that are kind of funny enough.
I spent New Year's Eve last year. That's what I spent it doing by myself in my bedroom working on the Assy Awards.
Or you could be smelling our dick.
She'd rather smell dick.
Or you take a little sniffy.
She'd rather smell my dick than do the Assy Awards. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, are you going to look at our dicks, too? Because if you look, you're going to be able to know who it is. You can't look.
Oh, yeah, I can't. No, I'll blindfold
her. Yeah, but I kind of want her to look at my dick.
Damn, you're confident, man. My resting dick
I'm trying
is
to
pathetic.
Think about how... No, me too. You're right.
My resting dick,
Oh, my dick would
Bro.
Be...
Bro. It looks like a thimble.
Rock
remember
hard.
The Monopoly piece yeah, that no one used? Like that's what mine's look
yeah.
like.
Here's how, I got thimble cocktail.
Here's how it would work. I'm assuming we would have to
that's
like
fine. Mine's a little shoe.
That's a little indentation.
It's so weird.
I'm assuming we would have to put our dick through a hole in a box, close the box, let it get and sort
oh,
of
sounds very glory hole.
Shake it up a little bit to get it nice and musty, yeah. right? And then Shannon would come over, open the box, put her nose in the box. Or we could create some sort of Shannon perfect nose size hole for Shannon.
I mean, or we could all just take our fingers, put it between our balls,
and rub it
and
on her face.
Take a sniff. So she's yeah. sniffing oh. fingers, but each.
Now, how would you present your fingers?
That almost
like
seems ruder.
So
you rub it under your balls, and then you rub it under gums like cocaine.
You're going to give it a little touch yourself beforehand.
Yeah, you have to. There's no way I'm touching my dick without smelling it first. Yeah. I'll take a little sniff. And then go, Shanny.
Yeah, but hey, I do. I smell my dick and balls all the time. You just got to do it slickly. You got to like do it. Nobody's looking. I'll do like the arm inside yeah. of like my jacket. Get a nice little fucking dick rub. Then come out and be like.
All the time. It's like my girl always knows that I'm smelling my balls. And I try yeah. to do what you're doing. Like I try to just be like, oh, I'm fixing my glasses. She's like, you just smelled your balls.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they look at you like, well, why would you do that?
Why? Because like, I want to make sure it smells good for you.
Do women ever smell their pussies? Do you guys ever take your fingers, rub it in between your pussy?
Yeah, do you smell your pussies?
No. You never smell your ever? Shut the fuck up.
No, they do it with their panties.
Harrington's loveliness.
Yeah. They pick up their drawers and they go like this. They put it to their face.
I will like after I've been to the gym or something, I will but like smell like my underwear.
See? You'll smell your own underwear.
Like yeah.
Just to make sure that it's not gross.
Put this
is getting hot. This is
sexy.
Awesome.
I have so many
how
good stories
that
today.
I smelled your dick just
wow, dude. You smell my dick. Open up a whole
put
can
the snake
of...
away. We're not taking out the snake. We don't need it. Keep talking about pussy smells and
so many articles
on that
list.
Can't follow that shit.
That's actually the way that we're going to trick Shannon to smell my dick. And I'm like, so Sergio brought in this box with a small
whoa,
snake.
It's a little snake.
It emits an odor. Here, Shannon.
Sheath underwear. I got them from Skankfest.
Yeah, they're great, right?
They're so good.
They make your dick look great,
I don't
dude.
Fit in them. No.
Oh,
there's
no.
too many pockets. No, and no. I don't know where to put my
you gotta get your dick
balls.
A little bit hard.
Yeah.
And you put it through the hole. Then it'll retract a little bit, but it stays
okay.
in the hole.
Okay. But then, yeah. but there's three pockets. There's a ball pocket, a cock pocket, and then you could also open the flap.
And make
it was
a hot
puzzle,
pocket.
Dude.
It's a little hot pocket hot inside pocket. Of the underwear. It's delicious.
Yeah, really comfortable, but my cock was lost. It was amazing. You ever put on sheath?
No, I've never heard of it, so right now I'm like intrigued.
Can we give him all of Michael Malice's sheath that are sitting here in the studio? I mean, I'm not going to mail those to Michael Malice. Is that crazy? He's tiny man, though.
We'll put him on later. We'll put him on later.
Let's do our plugs. Let's get our plugs the fuck out of the way, and then we're going to get into the show. We're going to figure out if Shannon's going to smell our dicks.
Yeah, we got to go back to that.
Natalie, if Shannon does the dick smelling competition with us, will you also join the dick smelling competition? You do not have to look at our dicks.
Not
if
for
you
free.
Don't want to. It's not free. You get paid to be here.
No,
I'll fire you
I get
if
paid
you say
the
no.
Same
I will fire you if you say no. How about that? Is that illegal?
Is that
illegal?
That is not advisable.
Is that illegal?
By the way, not a lawyer. I wouldn't do that.
I'm gonna have my lawyer make you smell his dick. How about that?
Get over here,
that?
Smell my yeah. dick. So, I want you to smell it. It smells good. I have a little baby powder.
I paid my lawyer $500 an hour to have Natalie smell his dick.
Natalie. What if it's muffs? Okay, sorry.
The fact that Natalie is just a fucking absolute bit killer, it's disappointing. Sergio Chacon, what do you got to plug?
Check out the website. I'm very happy with the website. www.sergiochacon.com. All the dates are there. If you want to train in the park under a fucking oak tree, I'll hold pads for you. If you want, you know, me to bring a snake to your school, it's all on there. Now, actually, I haven't plugged in the snakes on the website, but everything is on the website, sergiochacon.com. I'm very proud of it. Got it for free.
Oh, it looks
too.
Good, man.
Yeah, look at those dates. Old dates, yeah. So we're doing it. I need to freshen it up.
Go to MikeFigs.com. I got my dates there. I got all my links to all my websites. If you follow me on YouTube, unsubscribe. You hear that? That's correct. Unsubscribe to my YouTube because I have a new YouTube dropping at the end of this week. Love you guys.
Why would you?
Cause unsubscribe to it because I'm going to do a new one and just subscribe to that.
But why would you just tell me?
Because it's. What?
Why would you have people subscribe to the one that they're already subscribed to?
No, unsubscribe to the one. If you follow Mike Figs on YouTube, unsubscribe because it's going to be changed to a different person. I'm giving it to my father-in-law.
Why?
It's going to be all bachata and Dominican stuff.
Why are you giving him your...
Because he already has it on his TV. He has it on a smart TV, and I'm just going to give him the YouTube. I'm going to change all the shit.
This is how you know you have nothing
going. And I'm
going to
create a new YouTube.
Stay tuned, guys. New YouTube coming out.
I'm willing to abandon my fan base so that I don't have to log my father-in-law out of YouTube.
Dude, it's like 20 followers. It's no, my YouTube sucks. But stay tuned because my new YouTube is coming out with a 15-minute special from The Stand. That's right. 15-minute stand-up special dropping at the end of the week.
Zach Amico.
If you need to send pictures of your dick to Figs' father-in-law, you can figure that out how to do that on YouTube. Just Instagram Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys, with Ian Fidance, Catalyst Wrestling, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, we got some tour dates coming up. Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie at the end of the month, the 26th and 27th of November. Then we're going to be up in Toronto at the Dark Comedy Festival, December 17th and 18th. Live Realize Podcast, Depraved, plus other stand-up shows as well. January 13th through 15th, Lexington, Kentucky. Then I'll be in Hartford, Connecticut, the 21st and 22nd of January, and many more dates coming up. Just go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for any of those dates and more. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. Thousands of hours of streaming content that you cannot find anywhere else. Get instant access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. We're doing a special promotion this month. If you guys are subscribed to Gas Digital, you guys can give away a 30-day free trial to a friend. All you got to do is log in. You got to be logged in order to get the promo code for the trial or to gift the trial to enter the email address. But log in with your membership, and you guys can gift a 30-day free trial to a friend that you think would enjoy Gas Digital. Happy fucking holidays, motherfuckers.
Fuck yeah.
My Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. Subscribe to all those things. Going to be a new Gas Journal coming up any day now.
What'd you play on Twitch? You were streaming recently.
Yeah, I do a little Warzone, a little bit of Fortnite, a little bit of Rocket League.
Cool. You got to get Vanguard, man. Vanguard's good.
What's Vanguard?
New Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, the new... Yeah, I like playing the competitive games, so I like doing the...
Warzone's a Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
It's coming out. They're making one for it.
Okay, good. Yeah, it has to be really competitive. If I'm playing against myself for points, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm like just to beat a game, like I played Doom a little bit, I played some other games, but I have to really, it's got to be like, dude, it's like me and 150 people drop in and I'm the fucking last guy standing. I've only won 3 solo games in Warzone.
You suck.
But when you win, it's... Better than when my son was born.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Third, yeah, you're there.
Substantially more satisfying than when my son was born. My first victory royale in Warzone. So really quick, I must tell you guys about this incredible deal from Manscaped. The holiday season is upon us, and Realize Podcast, we have to thank Manscaped. They have some of the best products in the world for below-the-belt grooming. Their Performance Package 4.0 is, I'm telling you right now, the best holiday gift that you can get the man in your life. It includes a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is the best way that you could possibly trim your bush. It's super fast, super quiet. You cannot cut yourself. It is the fastest, safest, most wireless. Do it in the fucking shower. Waterproof. Got a light on it, motherfucker. This thing is the shit that will make your dick look awesome. I'll tell you right now, I never gave a shit about trimming up my dick because it was too much. I was afraid that I was going to cut myself. I was afraid that I was going to, nick myself while I was doing it. It's nearly impossible to do it. If you guys want to check this out, it's pretty incredible. They also have the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, the Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for everything. This is great, dude. The ear and nose hair trimmer is great as well. It looks like a pen, Zach, and you just go, zzz, zzz,
yep,
put up your nose, trims everything, takes a second. There's no fucking little weed. As I'm getting older, I have little nose hairs poking out. No more of that shit. This is the best holiday gift for the man in your life. Right now, go to manscaped.com to grab this. Use the promo code REALASS. You're going to save 20% off, plus get free shipping. This is it. Your boyfriend, your husband, your father, your cousin, your uncle, whoever it is, the man in your life that you're looking for the perfect gift, get them the Performance Package 4.0. It is a fucking great deal, and it's 20% off if you use the promo code REALASS at manscaped.com. All right, where were we? Let's just open it up because I feel bad because this animal's probably suffocating right now.
Oh, shit.
Let's go to another episode of Sergio's Wild Kingdom.
Wild.
Yeah, let's do it. Look at this. This is amazing.
I'm watching the Wild Kingdom.
Fight for us?
Sergio. All right. Look at you.
That was me when I first went to Michigan to the Reptarium.
in March when COVID first hit. I think I spread it.
You sure
all that over Michigan?
You sure that wasn't you on the A train? Like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
So here we
Showtime.
What do we
this
got?
This
Sergio?
Is like the pit bulls of snakes. At one time, everyone was scared of them. Would back off of them, and they were very popular in the 90s.
It's a black mamba. Just jumps at us.
Here we have a Puerto Rican in his natural habitat.
We have a common boa constrictor.
A common boa constrictor.
Look at that.
Holy shit. Hold
why
and
are
the,
people...
And the pet trade, they used to call these red tail boas, but... So red tail boas is a different locality, and they have really red tail. This is more of a common boa. So red tail boas you'll find in like Peru, Suriname, or whatever. These guys are like the mutts. They're like they can be found in Colombia, different parts of.
So this isn't like a purebred. This
it is a pure. It's just a common boa. It's not a locality boa.
So why are people more afraid of the boa constrictor?
Well, back in the days, like anything that had the name constrictor in it frightened people. So these days. They're so common. You used to be able to find these at Petland. Shout out to my first job ever, Petland Discounts. I used to go home smelling like cedar chips and parakeet shit while all my friends sold drugs, and I was so proud of my job. I even wore non-prescription glasses to make myself seem more important.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I was so proud, Louis. I was proud.
Sergio, the snake seems to be attacking your face.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. What's making him not fucking go latch at someone?
Well, he doesn't bite, right?
No, these are from generation to generation. These guys have been domesticated, so this is a puppy dog tame animal.
This guy will not try to kill you.
No. He has no urge to just bite me.
You saw how he was leaning towards me. That's semi arboreal, meaning they like to be on trees a lot. So. This is why they want to feel comfortable.
So you think that's why you're wearing green?
He thinks your head is wood. Is that what it is? Okay, good.
And he thinks my big white teeth are small mice.
Nice.
But if anyone wants to handle him, he's a great snake.
Yeah,
the tongue flicker.
I mean, I'm good.
Figs,
I'm good.
Figs, you just told me you're from the BX.
I am from the BX, and I've seen a lot of you guys with fucking snakes, and I walk the other fucking way. I'm like, ah, poor guy.
You know why you owe this to us? The BX is a liability.
What do I do? I don't want to do much. Just put him on me.
And I'm going to allow him to smell your cool water cologne and back up off you.
Okay.
That's a snake.
He's not going to like that.
Holy fuck.
He's not going to like it.
Oh, he's not going to like the cologne.
Yeah, okay. the fact that you have the Yankee cologne on is going to... He's less likely to bite you.
Okay, wow. Cool.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Yeah. So maybe if he doesn't like it, let's just take him away.
I did teach the snake to judge comedy skill.
He's like, Sack. This guy's a hack.
So the males will get...
That was fun, thanks.
Yeah, the males...
Is this a female?
This is a male. So they'll stay at around 6-7 feet. The males get considerably
bigger. Looking right
can
at
I
your
touch
fucking
can I touch
face,
him? Can I touch his back?
Yeah, you can touch him. He's cool, man.
Okay. Oh, that's wow, not, beautiful. That's... Wow.
Which, by the way...
Feels like a Cadillac.
You got to slow feed them. They have a very slow digestive system. And I went, because I'm a fucking nerd, I went on a Facebook group chat for animal lovers, and I showed a picture of this snake that I was so proud of right next to my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, here's my 2-year-old boa with my 7-year-old daughter. And yo, let me tell you. The group got at me. That's a 2-year-old snake. He is overweight. They were fat shaming my snake.
They were fat shaming your snake.
They were calling him a pinhead.
This is fat. This is a fat snake.
No, it's not. It's not a fat snake. You see how it has like
that's a
loaf?
Figgy snake.
You see how it's like a loaf? There's no rolls. You know.
Oh, so sometimes they would have rolls if they're overweight.
That's how you could tell.
I didn't know that a snake could be overweight.
Yo, I didn't either.
I had no idea.
So now I'm defending my snake. I only feed him 12 times every 12 days. And
what does this guy eat?
He eats rats.
Do all of your snakes eat rats?
I give a nice diverse diet. I got frozen chicks, hamsters, gerbils.
All right.
Okay.
All that good stuff. Nice. All in a separate freezer. No pasteles.
Yeah, I think you just described the section of an Ecuadorian grocery store.
We got hamsters. We got squirrels.
Yeah, we got. They'll take care of all that. I just
Natalie and Shannon, are you guys scared of snakes? We've never tried to get you guys.
Natalie, you want to give it a try? So
lesbians can actually speak to snakes. It's like they're parcel tongue. They say. Like Harry Potter.
Yes, it is a very common in the pet trade.
You guys want to go eat some puss?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie.
Yeah. By the way, Natalie does look fucking good. The fans are simping for Natalie hardcore parkour, and I completely get it. It's also because she doesn't want it. There's a rapey quality to our audience that's like, look at he's going away from you.
But he's a fun snake to handle. He's not too flighty.
Oh, he's a blast.
Yeah, he's like, he's easy.
Yeah, he's a fucking blast. He can kill us at any moment. Yeah, strangles to death. Yeah.
Can I? Let me see. Hold on.
Here we go. Here, snake versus snake.
Yeah, come here, pal. Do you like a dog? Do you show him your hand first and let him smell you?
I got a little concerned. I was like, I wouldn't put my hand directly in front of
him. Why wouldn't I put my hand directly in front of him, Sergio? You just said he's not dangerous.
I just don't know, man. You've been touching your dick. It smells like dead rat, you know.
Hold on. Let me let him smell my dick.
And now...
That could be the worst thing. Is
the Puerto Rican will unleash his dick.
Dude, what if he just fucking...
I'm telling you, man.
You said he won't bite. You said he's a puppy dog.
Can he sense hostility?
My dick smells like a chick.
A dead chick.
Like a duckling or hatchling?
Can I pick him up?
Absolutely. Go mid-body from underneath. They don't want above.
No, I'm going to grab his fucking head.
Like an eagle or some sort of fucking bird is trying to, you know, get at them.
Do they sense hostility? He's getting ready. He's getting ready. He's getting ready.
Right here. Let's go like that. Underneath. There you go, Pop.
There you go. There you go.
And you can put it right
take
around
him
your
out
neck.
Out of the room. Go outside. The fucking thing. Oh,
so any snake
shit.
That's 8 feet or longer, you never really want to handle alone. He's obviously like 5.5.
Dude, this guy, you feel how strong he is.
He's strong. Yeah, he's strong.
He's stronger than the other snakes that we've seen.
Yeah, for sure. So then, like I said,
and he kills by suffocating you.
By constricting, yep.
Like a woman.
Right. That's how I had my first child. I was clamped.
Yeah. So this guy who
that
just,
I know of.
Just in the night, this guy's just wrapped around your neck and then.
Yeah, I mean, boas never do that.
But
shit.
I would dig my nails through his skin and kill him with ease.
Yo, well, that's not a snake, man. You got a 20-foot reticulated python. You're fucking around. You might end up laying around.
Yeah, no. But I mean, I feel like
Lewis was in the reticulated classes in high school.
I feel like the larger snake, it would be easier for me to dig my face. Stop fucking looking at my hand, dickhead. Okay, this fucking snake is a little bit uppity, way more uppity than the other snakes.
Nah, he's cool, man. He's enjoying the time out.
He's enjoying it. Okay,
yeah, he's having a good time.
He's a little bit fucking creepy. I got to be honest with you.
He's enjoying the time out. I like how you know that. He's happy. I'm walking him. He's going for a. This is his daily walk.
So you see that slow flicker? That's a curious flicker. It's not a defensive flicker.
At his tongue?
If it was short and fast, and he was wound up like it's an S. Then you have something to worry about. But look, he's cool. He's comfortable.
He's chilling. He's going chilling. Over. He's going to use the soundboard in a minute. You know? I like it. He's going over to
Zach. The only thing that says the N-word.
This is cool. I mean, honestly, kid. So I want to see what he would do on his own, how far he would go.
Oh, he'll just roam around.
Will he come back to you knowing that you're his owner?
Yeah, I just got that.
It just goes back. Creepy, so dude. Fucking... How does it shit? Where does it shit
from? Dude, if this snake kills you, you are a fucking retarded idiot. I mean, look how slow he moves. What type of animal could these snakes kill? Art is on this guy.
So they're considered ambush predators. So they're going to lay low. You see their pattern? It's like that of leaf litter.
Look at him looking right at Zach. He's like...
This is the fattest rabbit.
He's like, you're overrated.
I want to be on the naked roast.
So they'll just wait like in a
can
pile.
Can you write a joke? Fucking, you'll be better.
Well, he's like, no, I don't want no part of that.
So they'll just
chip on kratom. What happens if we give it kratom?
Yeah. They'll just chip on like dead leaves or a log, and they'll wait for days.
For days.
Something comes about, bang. Ambush predator.
But how,
some of
how
these guys
fast
need your sex,
can
like
we
sex
see,
lives like that.
Can we see a boa constrictor attacking? I want to see a boa constrictor.
I'm sure you can pull that up.
Ambushing another animal because I feel like this bitch is so slow.
Oh, no. This speed is, I mean.
You think they can go fast?
Oh, you never seen a boa constrictor strike?
No.
Oh, if we can't
what
put
are
it
the,
up.
What are the chances of him going wild right now? Just going like, oh,
slim to
oh, none. Bouncing back and
this
forth.
This bitch is going slow motion.
Yeah. No.
He's not, he's so like I mentioned in the previous episode, there's different modes that they're in. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple. There's a food mode, mm-hmm. a defensive mode, mm-hmm. and a curious mode. He's in curious mode right now. He's just chilling.
But what could make him change?
If he was scared, if we were like if Lewis was holding him by the end of the tail, like, you know, he was, you know, holding.
I can do that.
Holding a condom with a hole in it that he's like, oh, fuck, you know.
Condom with a hole.
That's a Burmese python. I have one of those, too. Invasive species that's taking over Florida.
That's not a boa constrictor. That's a Burmese python.
And that's a monitor. Oh, look at that. A retic and a monitor going
at Bernice. That was my babysitter when I was young.
Also, Sergio knows. You, so you could just name fucking reptiles like that.
Yeah, I know a lot of those.
You're like the Greg Attenborough guy.
Pull up the 10 most popular snakes, and I want to see if Sergio could just name them by viewing them.
Aye, boom, python, boom, reptile, Tasmanian bluefin.
Dude, this snake has a problem with Zach. He does not like him.
He likes Zach.
His energy towards Zach is like...
I feel like Zach is holding his breath, though. You're holding your breath.
That's how I breathe all the time.
Zach, I like the hair, man. It's very fall appropriate. Thank when you went to smell Lewis's dick, it looked like Lewis was like in a bed of leaves.
Is it what type of snake is this, Sergio?
That's a venomous snake. I'm going to say a mamba.
Yes, black mamba.
Wow. One for one.
All right, let's see what we got here.
I'm actually impressed. Good I couldn't have named that. I would.
And also, the black mamba was Roger Mayweather. That was his nickname because he was super fast.
Wow.
Yeah, remember Roger?
Brilliant. How?
You don't know shit about boxing. That's another venomous, I'm going to say a crate, but I can't. I'm not totally sure. That's an Australian
silverback. I know that one. It's an Australian silverback. Shani, am I right?
No.
it's
an eastern brown snake.
Eastern brown snake.
That's also a venomous snake, right?
Also how we describe Sergio Chacon.
Eastside brown snake.
I don't want... He's really latching onto my arm very hard.
He just wants
to
feel secure. That's all it's about.
He wants to feel secure. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it feels like he's trying to kill me, actually.
Now,
I'm taking
Zach,
your blood
if you
pressure
want, you can
right
lift
now.
Up your elbow.
I could.
He'll go right in.
I don't know.
He might
he'll go right in.
He might smell the cat.
He'll go right in.
Lift up your elbow.
What does that mean when he's like that? Like, it looks like he's ready to go like this. Why does he look like he's ready to do that?
Because he probably smells the cat.
He thinks Zach is the most delicious giant cat that he's ever seen.
That pose right there is a very defensive pose.
Sergio,
so now he's out of it.
Sergio,
Sergio's like, yo, right now he's in attack mode.
Sergio,
yo, that pose Sergio. I should have told you. That's Sergio. Attack mode.
So right Sergio. Now he might fuck some shit up. Right now this show might be getting a lot more interesting.
Sure, yeah. Get this thing the fuck away from me, please.
I forgot to tell you guys, I haven't fed him in like 6 months.
Yo, we'll talk. He's in fuck mode right now. He might fuck your arm, doggy.
Yeah, he's in kill then fuck mode. He's gonna where's his head? What's he looking at? Where is he?
I don't know, dude. He's giving me the slithering.
I mean, that's
sign.
A nice display snake, though, right?
He's beautiful.
Yeah,
he's
cool,
very,
right?
Very beautiful. How
in
do you
the
tell?
Pet shop, far away.
How do you tell if it's a boy or a girl?
Well, they have these the hemipenes that protrude out. So if you lift up his tail, a
is
lot of times you can
freak
see
out.
No, he's not going to freak out. Just be gentle.
Hey, pal.
Heavy peens?
He's got a heavy peen.
Let's see. You see two.
Peen.
So the from the anal plate to the tail, they're considerably shorter, longer. The woman's are shorter.
Okay, this is the anal plate right there, right?
Hell no. Hell no. It's longer. The tail is longer on the male. Yeah, and if there's a way to push it out and you can actually see.
You can see his cock.
Yeah.
Get out of town. All right, here, buddy. Let's see where he's going to go by himself.
Yeah, he'll just chill.
He's going to chill. I like it. What's his name?
Astro.
Astro.
Yeah.
Astro.
Beautiful.
Cool.
Very relaxing. It is meditative to watch the snake. I won't lie. Like watching him,
it's peaceful.
He's getting closer, so now I'm starting to feel a little.
Yeah. Well, he's fucking cool. He's very cool. What type of snake, if you're going to recommend somebody to get a snake as a pet, what is the snake you recommend?
There's different factors, right? You look at the amount of space you have. So he could keep him in an 6 to 8 foot enclosure for the rest of his life. That's being generous. A lot of people will go small, like 4.5 feet. I like larger space. I want them to be stimulated. I want I'm gonna feed them different things to keep the keep them interested. But this would be a good snake if someone wants a constrictor that gets a decent size, easy to feed. Because these guys are animals. Some people get snakes and it's like, fuck, my snake won't eat, and that's annoying. Now you have a bunch of dead rats that smell like Lewis's dick laying around the apartment, and you got to get rid of them, and that's a waste of money. So right. These guys eat like animals. So things to consider: do the snakes eat well? The ball python that I brought a few weeks back, those things sometimes they won't eat for months. I have one that they eat for an entire year.
You can pop in Justin Silver, by the way.
Justin, what up? Silver's,
he speaks dog.
So yeah, speak fellow snake. Animal lover. What up, doggy dog?
I had ball pythons. I had albino Burmese, and none of my snakes would eat. We had to force feed them. It's because they're not happy. Like, if you don't...
This was a long time ago, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of times, back in the days, the pet trade was different. They used to get them stressed out from other countries. An albino, maybe not so much, but the husbandry was probably fucked up.
Sergio's like the Tiger King.
It was probably too cold. They need to be warm. They need radiant temperatures.
Homeboy, listen to this. This thing, we almost got evicted from my building because it would get out of the tank. They're strong as shit. It would get out of the tank.
And it would eat my rent. It was crazy. This fucking snake, the only thing it would eat was my rent checks. It would
Justin, you're a little late for your rent there.
It would go into...
You will never believe it. My snake ate it.
Then the snake again, Justin.
You do the Justin voice better than I do, by the way. It's like, it's so nailed. But it went into the heating, and then it would come out in like our neighbor's apartments, and then it kept doing it. And then this woman was like, dude, your fucking pythons are in like this old lady's house.
What did you have them in? Like a fucking aquarium with books on top of it?
Aquarium.
Do I look like I have red gloves? I had them in like, you know, it was like a 40-gallon tank. But then you gotta let them... I feel like is he happy in this environment, like in a studio and shit like that? I feel like
he loves being intertwined between wires. And
this is such a natural environment. He
loves it, dude.
Does he drink? Is he thirsty?
But mine's at least eat. Right. Yours weren't.
But
eating.
Why weren't they eating? Honestly,
well, it's probably the temperatures. They require. They like. They're very solid. Like they're very solitary creatures.
We used to keep them in the freezer. That's not good.
What? A snake in the fucking freezer. they need high temperatures, anywhere from 85 to 95. They need hiding places.
Homeboy,
need,
I'm Jewish. You don't think we were fucking finicky about the temperature in my apartment? Like 100%. It was named Optimus Prime, and I had Yoda.
Those were the names of your snakes?
Yeah.
My snake was named Terminator.
You had a snake too?
It was a fucking garden snake.
It was a garden snake. And then Terminator died. And I got Terminator 2.
And then you became
Judgment Day.
And then you became a snake.
He died with his thumb down going into the lava.
No, we just put we I don't know if he starved to death or he died because of the top of the fridge was too hot.
What mode is he in now?
He's in chill mode.
He's like, this guy showed us how to stroke something cylindrical mode.
This thing is beautiful, dude.
Thanks, man.
Don't bring him around Dante. He's going to turn into boots.
How much space do you have? Are you willing to feed it?
I smacked my cup right now, just like that, and the cup went over there. How would I
think he would maintain that same energy.
Okay.
He might back up.
I'm just curious.
Why don't you put your penis on the table and see what happens?
But you see that slow flicker? That's just curiosity.
Curiosity.
Yeah. So, you know, there were times when they used to get them directly from the wild. You get an African rock python from the wild, that temperaments are nasty. They're going to bite. They're going to become a disease, you know. So a lot of these, generation after generation.
It's like a Puerto Rican.
Like this Puerto Rican snake. You get them from the wild. They have bad parenting. They're very, very hostile.
Yeah. We're gonna let the snake Astro just hang out here. Justin, you can stick around for a little bit. We're hanging out.
We're just doing Natalie's stuff.
Yeah, we're about to actually go to World News with Mikey Fix.
Oh, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of World News with Mikey Fix.
Holy shit. Welcome to World News with Michael Fix.
I feel like this would be like a safari version. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we didn't plan that. But okay, you know, we fine. Did actually.
No, I don't care.
We did because we're first going to Africa. The first virtual rhino horn was sold in South Africa. This is a very, very big deal. We're going to African rhino horn salesman Mbute Kumbachu.
Mbute Kumbachu.
Yes, that's you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me here. Today, we saw the first rhino NFT.
Wait, I don't hear any African.
This guy
music.
Doesn't click when he talks. What's wrong?
Is this an NFT? Is that what this
yes,
is?
Yes, it's a rhino NFT. Such a good one. We sell for $7. today.
It's a lot of money.
It is worth a lot of money today, Seven. One day, $10,000.
Wow.
This is amazing. Oh, this just in, my daughter's clitoris was cut off. Oh, no, they're unbelievable.
Well,
Black
let me ask you a question. What makes this rhino horn so special?
Because the rhino horn make your dick so hard.
Oh, I see.
Yes, you grind it and you smoke it.
The white now, but the white rhino is an endangered species. There's only 13 of them left in the world.
That's plenty. There are so many. You know, people complain. They say endangered. I said there are 13.
That's what you call a baker's dozen.
There's a baker's dozen.
In case you lose one.
There's a baker's dozen. So many rhino horns here. 13 are not for everybody. The whole family can have rhino sex. You know people crazy, don't
they? All right, that is true.
Oh, you American piece of shit.
All right, thank you, Umbutu. Like, you know what? We got to go. We need to go, actually, to Korea. We're going to Korea right now. Disney Plus just went live in Korea and Taiwan. We have Ping Ming Ling Ding. Who is
the... Mamai! Mamai's her name, oh!
Who is the...
Mamai, Umai, get out, Sergio! Get out of here, snake!
The Secretary of Children's Entertainment for the entire country of Korea.
Just do the scene from The Deer Hunter. Mao! Mao!
Mao! See, Mao!
Ling, ding, ping, ding. You guys, it's been a long time coming that Disney Plus has gone live. Typically, you guys were not allowing your children to watch cartoons or anything, you know, fun. Why are you doing that accent? That's not... What
She's
is that accent?
Bro. Bro, my children. Sorry.
Why the turnaround? Why did you allow Disney Plus to...
Because Disney approaches with a lot of money.
You're Japanese person.
I don't know different dialect Korea. Different money. NFT releases on the Disney Plus. What's the question?
Mandalorian disgrace to my dojo.
Grogu. Whole time I thought it was Baby Yoda. It was a Grogu. His name is actually a Grogu.
Watch Squid Game Season 2 coming to live to Netflix.
All right, we gotta go. We're live in New Zealand.
Hey, right. Hey.
With a potato named Doug. What is this? What is, Shannon, Hello. What is this? All it says is New Zealand potato so named Doug.
It's New Zealand.
Hello, I work in initial. Can I get a little New Zealand music?
Yeah, it should be.
The most interesting news in New Zealand today is there's a potato named Doug. Here we have that potato.
It may be the world's largest potato, 17 pounds, I've heard.
We have the world's largest buildings. What a bunch of fucking losers over there.
Hello, everyone. You're on the New Zealand news, live here in New Zealand. Today's such an amazing day. We've got great news. I'm here with my buddy Charlie. Hello, Charlie. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. He's not from here. Ladies and gentlemen, today actually is an amazing day. We've got, you know, a few people have died, but in more matters, there's a potato. We found a potato. And it's 17 pounds. Do you know how much potato fries you can make? Isn't that amazing, Charlie?
Amazing.
Yeah. My friend Charlie's so happy. So, yeah, so we can take the potato. We can make, like, a potato with gratin. Sorry, Curie. I mean, sorry, Curie here today. Also, Hugh Jackman woke up today. That's good news.
That is
He's
nice.
A friend of ours. Hugh Jackman woke up.
So, what have you guys decided what you're going to do with this potato?
Yeah, what we're going to do, we're going to wrap it up in tin foil, right? Put in an oven for 450. 450 degrees. Well, first you're going to preheat your oven.
Preheat your oven.
And then we're going to have the potato, and we're going to make like a baked potato.
Okay.
Cut up some chives.
All right.
And we're going to feed the whole fucking New Zealand. It's 17 fucking pounds. Can you believe it?
That's pretty good. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
He's on fire.
Mike Figgs, World News, guys. Very
so
good. Very
fun.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
I'm going to get out of here now.
See you later. All right, see you later, Figgies. All right, so let's talk about some of these. Justin, if you want to plug something real quick, you can as well.
I don't want to talk about the new podcast, if you don't know. Just the social media. It's at I Am Justin Silver. I'm on the road a bunch, so you could just go on there and you'll see the road dates I got coming up. That's all right,
let's play a game. While Sergio goes, I don't want to play
You're
the
not bringing
like
your snake?
Back.
No, this thing's gonna go nuts now.
Oh, imagine
this thing. Really?
This thing's got like separation anxiety.
Flicking it in like a crazy pattern, but like, what does that flick mean?
Yeah. We're like, what mode is he in? Sergio's not here.
I fucking gotta learn tongue.
Sergio, what's it mean when they scream?
Did that snake just call me a spick?
That was me.
Terrifying.
I mean, I'm not going to spend my days learning tongue flicking patterns of snakes in order to learn whether or not they're aggressive or happy. That's a lot. You know, I just learned that a dog wagging its tail means it's happy just about a week ago.
Yeah, it's so confusing, though, because if a cat does it, that means the cat's pissed.
Frustrated, right?
So then the snake, what do we...
Actually, there's so many different tail wags. Oh,
my God. Wait a minute now. Dog talk with Justin Silver.
Here we go. Wait a minute. I'm not going to... Now, the most common one you see is, my trainer's gay.
I'll give myself credit for that one. I hired you.
Wow, Lewis. A lot, that is a common misconception, to think that a dog wagging its tail means it's happy. It could mean a multitude of things.
You just turned me into a bear.
I'm a bear.
Roar. Like a Simpsons character.
Hello. Roar.
All right, guys, really quickly, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is a great service, man. They offer incredible prices on Kratom. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you don't have to go to the gas station or a local smoke shop to buy it. You can get it directly from Yo Kratom. It'll be delivered to your home, and it is way, way cheaper. Normally, people are paying $100 to $120 for a kilo. They are home of the $60 kilo. So once again, go to YoKratom.com, grab a kilo of Kratom, and yeah, support them. Okay, where were we? So let's play Does It Live. This is South African cop in a hotel.
Does it live or does it die?
So do we, what is the story?
Okay, just letting you know real quick, the video that I finally found of the full thing has been taken down. Oh no, it's not that. It's the internet. So that's a better thing. So it'll be back up in like 5 minutes. Maybe we should do a different segment first.
Ralph is back there still trying to get the wires.
Ralph's got half taped down. Our can't hold her for any longer. Yeah.
Go!
Shannon, hold on. Shannon, tell me you need help, Shannon. I want it on camera.
He's using his body to conduct it. He's like,
tell me when the show's over.
Ralph, can you just hold on for a little bit longer, Ralph? Please, we have at least another 20 minutes, Ralphie.
God damn it.
Wait, I might be back. Hold on. No, not yet.
You know, let's talk about this one. There was an Atlanta woman who was stabbed 50 times and was found with the word fat carved into her chest.
It does.
Oh, man, that's horrible. 50 times fat.
The only thing I hear that, when I hear that, and her dog, right, Shannon?
Yeah, her dog.
Jesus Christ.
What does that mean, Justin?
That's what happens when you see a... What?
What does that dog, that tail wagging mean?
That one means the dog has been stabbed 17 times.
That's what happens when you get a botched liposuction surgery in a fucking project in Atlanta.
Are you done yet?
No, not yet. we're still pulling.
Let me know you finish.
Still pulling more out with a spork.
Yeah.
I mean, fat people have annoyed me before, but that's a little overdone, man. You know, Big Pun was an annoying fat person to me because he was Puerto Rican and I had, you know, an affinity towards his music.
Right.
And he was so fucking fat that it would annoy me. It was like watching an uncle or a close friend on drugs and he just want to put the shit down.
Yeah.
You know, but I never thought about stabbing anyone.
Did you see Big Pun in person?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And at Vinyl was a small little shithole club in Soho and his arms, it's like the hands out the side. And he couldn't continue the verse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were throwing water on him like a beach whale. Like,
bum. You started loving animals? You started loving animals when you saw a Big Pun act like a whale?
I mean, it was tough, man, to watch, you know?
Yeah.
But I've never would
if I was on, if we found her body in the middle seat on an airplane, I'd be like, all right, that makes sense. Because I would stab. So if a person's fat enough and I had a knife on me and they sat next to me on an airplane where they're spilling over into my seat, I would stab them to death, unquestionably. So that's how I'm glad they don't let you bring knives onto planes. But what this tells me, really, it's not even the fat thing. This is a story. What tells me, the only thing, if I'm a detective and I find this body, 50 stab wounds, the word fat carved into her chest, her dog's dead, my assumption...
Suicide.
No. My assumption is this bitch was annoying as fuck.
Something else.
I'm not saying she deserved to die, but I'm just letting you know, you don't stab somebody 50 times, kill their dog, then carve a word into their chest unless they really sucked.
That's so many minutes.
That's a lot of time.
You know how many minutes that is?
This person might just be fucking
And she was
nuts.
Definitely fat because there was
she
able,
wasn't.
There was 50 wounds.
She wasn't fat?
That's a skinny person.
She wasn't fat? She wasn't
no,
fat.
So they're
oh, she did what I do to chicks. I call them fat even when they're not, just to get in their head.
They classify her as quote-unquote normal weight. She was 5'5 and weighed 155 pounds.
That's fat.
That's
and
a fatty.
I could show
that's
you
her. She might be a little fatty.
Fat
yeah,
shit, that's fat.
I'm offended because I'm 5'5 and weigh 155 pounds.
Look at the dog. The dog's like, we're fucked.
Oh my God, it was a pit bull. Now I'm invested in this fucking story.
We're so fucking dead, you fat bitch. Why'd you cheat on him?
She's also a lesbian.
Do we know?
Do you think
a
lesbian crime?
No, that we don't know. We have no idea.
Natalie. Natalie, as the authority on all things lesbian, what do we think here?
I did it. It was me.
You did it. Okay. That was easy.
Do women commit crimes of passion like that?
They have no passion. It's weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Do we have photos of it? Where's the picture?
There's no women serial killers.
There's a picture. Yeah, well, you had that one girl, Monster. Wasn't right. she?
Oh, Eileen shit. Warnos. Eileen Warnos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was she?
With the one that Charlize Theron played when she got like ugly.
Never saw it.
You never saw that?
Never saw it.
Charlize Theron, it was amazing.
I refuse to see critically acclaimed movies from 1997 to 2013.
Did you ever see the difference of how hot to how ugly she got for that movie?
No.
Fucking bananas. That you should show Lewis.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Jesus Christ. She looks like Natalie on the left.
That's her.
All right, no, I'm kidding.
Natalie, you're hotter than
way hot.
You're hotter than Charlize Theron and Monster, at least.
Yeah,
you're gorgeous. I'm kidding.
And Natalie looks like a fucking.
She just had that look. Like I'm not gonna smell your dick. Like that's
Natalie, kind of she kind of looks like Julia Stiles. That's her. That's her look.
Oh yeah.
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 Pull up Julia Stiles, Natalie. See if you can find her nude.
Pull her up dancing, and then Natalie dance night next to her.
Yeah, Natalie. Can you find Julia Stiles nude, and then also take your clothes off, please? Really quickly, is that okay? Is Julia Stiles ever nude? You're a prettier Julia Stiles. You're prettier than her.
Thank you.
100%. She's not attractive though, so that doesn't actually really mean.
I mean,
much.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she had brown hair, I could see it more.
Well, dude, you fucking look like Julia Stiles. But look at her fucking smush face. I hate it.
Yeah, she can.
I don't hate your face. When I look at your face, I'm not like, oh, I don't want to see it anymore. Her face, I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch.
Julia Stiles found tomorrow with 50 stab wounds. We're fat. With a Puerto Rican snake next to it.
I told you to smell my dick. You didn't smell my dick.
Yeah. Shannon, what celebrity do you look most like? What do they say? What have you heard?
You're just going to trash everything that I say.
No, I'm not.
I already know one. Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga is what I got a lot when I was a kid. And then I get that I am a doppelganger, my voice of Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, you do have a Pamela Anderson voice.
Put the sexy music on.
who's Topanga?
You know, from Boy Meets World?
No.
That big-titted child? You don't remember her?
She wasn't a child.
You remember that beautiful-titted child?
Show me.
Well,
we were
a child when she was a child, so it was all right.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
Her.
Put a Topanga Maxim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I see it, Shannon. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Justin, what do you get? You get, what's his name?
Who do I get?
I mean, you look like
Christian Slater I used to get.
Yeah,
no, what's a his little name? Bit.
The fucking Matrix guy, a little bit.
Oh, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Sometimes I get that.
Keanu. Yeah. Keanu Reeves. What do you get, Figs?
I get fucking Fluffy. From fuck Gabriel Iglesias. No. I did a show with a Hawaiian shirt on for a bunch of Italians, and some guy was like, look, it's fucking Fluffy over here. I was like, suck my dick.
No. What about you, Sergio? You ever get compared to a celebrity?
I got, what's his face? Adam Sandler.
Here I am.
No.
I never realized that you actually look like Fluffy. You get Adam Sandler?
I got Adam Sandler.
You just don't look like any celebrity. This
is what you think you look like.
I think it's just the long face. Someone was being lazy. That's what I got. I got, oh, no, no. I got, what's his face? He's a ball player. But it's
Anthony Rodriguez.
Posada.
No. what the fuck is his name? Something Billups or something like that.
Chauncey Billups.
Right?
There's a basketball player. It's a black guy.
Yeah, that's who I get. Like, we got the same mouth. We both can't close our mouth. So it's like, that's
sucks.
What it is.
Chauncey.
Chauncey. Chauncey Billups.
What do you get, Ryan?
I got JB Smoove, too.
He's black.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess the shape of the hat.
I understand that. I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Larry, you about to get up in your ass, Larry. Be careful. You got to get up in there. You got to tap that ass.
What do you get?
Andy Richter.
Andy Richter?
You know, right? You know, I got a motherfucking snake. They're going to put a motherfucking snake in a motherfucking room. Shit, I'm going to shoot my motherfucking head. Jonathan told me motherfucking whack as hell. Larry, listen, Larry. We're going to get in that ass, Larry.
I like it.
Andy Richter?
Andy Richter, yeah.
I got to see
it.
Maybe. Like, sort of. You look more like
the chick from fucking the Drew Carey.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah.
You really do. Yeah, much was... more like Mimi.
Who do you get, Lewis?
Kathy Kinney.
I get The Rock.
Every superintendent in
yeah,
New York.
Right. But, the
Natalie,
Rock.
Natalie, literally wipe that face off your fucking face or you will be suspended for
everyone
a week.
Did it.
At
you're
least.
Like, I get Ryan Gosling. I get The Rock. I get Zac Efron. I mean, I don't know what it is. I get.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, right.
You look like Mr. Clean. Spick Mr. Clean.
I'm the Puerto Rican Brad Pitt.
There he is.
Yeah, dude.
And The Rock, Sam. The Rock. Natalie, smell my dick. Rock says you gotta smell my dick.
Fucking.
Have you ever dated a girl who smelled your dick to make sure you weren't cheating?
Yes.
No.
Shut up.
No, I've never dated. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a girl.
There was a song called Let Me Smell Your Dick.
Let me smell your dick.
Why? That's a common thing. I dated girls.
Five in the morning. No way. I've never heard that.
Something's going on. Let me smell your dick.
Yeah. I've definitely had girls. So on my dick.
As opposed to like your neck or all the other things. Like,
they weren't wrong. they were right every time. She's like, let me smell your dick. I was like, no way, you crazy bitch.
They were like, that's Sheba Mason.
Can I ask you an honest question? And you don't have to answer this, but have you ever fucked like two different girls in the same day and then they don't, but and not showered in between or they don't know?
Ooh. Yes.
For some reason, I thought there was going to be like a sensitive subject. It's like...
There's nothing that would make my dick harder than fucking two girls in the same day and not showering in between.
I don't mean like a threesome. Like, they don't know. Like, you just, like, you go from, like, one apart.
No, yes, 100%.
God.
I'm a scumbag.
Well, you've never figured out how to hold the phone directly behind a girl's head so you can text the next girl as you're talking to her?
I'm a creepy fuck. Shannon, have you ever smelled the man's dick? See if he's cheating?
No.
That seems like a Shannon
move. No, because half of them are fucking prison.
I use technology to find out. Is what I did
they have
when I
dick smelling
out.
Technology? No way.
No,
we all thought it was flying cars. Turns out it's dick smelling machines.
You know, forget that hoverboard.
Yeah. No, I installed the boyfriend that was cheating. I installed Keylogger in his computer to find out
his
password.
Yeah. Oh, that's my biggest fear in the world.
Fucking Norton antivirus.
You know what I watched the other night? Remember that movie Don John?
Yeah.
When she finds out the fucking passwords and he doesn't know about the history and he's just like, dude, he's in that lying panic when she's so fucking hot in that movie.
She's banging Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. And you just like, he just freezes in those lies. It's like, that moment's fucking uncomfortable.
The problem is when you get caught cheating, you gotta just not.
You gotta own it.
Well, no, not even that. But you gotta just not talk for a minute. Don't start admitting shit. It's like when you get arrested, the reason they read you your Miranda rights and they tell you to get a lawyer is because you're going to start giving fucking information that you don't need to give.
I've never seen this knife before that looks like the one in my kitchen.
You literally need to just shut up, shut down, act like you're pissed off that she's going through your shit to buy yourself a little bit of time. To find
see
out
how much
what
damage
she knows.
It's just the universe sometimes gets you. I deleted everything. My ex-girlfriend, I was cheating on her. I deleted everything. And she texted me in the middle of the night, a random text message. And it just said, hey, I had such a great time. I missed you. That was fun. Like, let's hang again. Right? Unknown name, unknown everything.
Cheating.
The girl that I was cheating. The girl, my, the mistress.
So your girl finds this
so
message.
I'm dead asleep. She sees the message. Ooh. She sees that one message. And you know what she does? She goes to my group chat with all my guy friends.
No.
And the first few messages are, yo, I fucked the shit out of Maddie. Her pussy was so fucking wet.
No.
It was crazy. Yo, I'm not going to do it again. Blah, blah, blah. I woke up to punches and she was like, she was like, you fucking did it. I'm like, what are you talking about, babe? We didn't do anything. I was lying to my friends. We just kissed. It was over. The group chat is the worst place your girl could go into.
Well, because here's the problem. You're a fat dork.
Yeah, no, I was skinny.
Bragging to your friends about getting pussy.
Yeah, I was bragging.
No, what you got to do is there's no paper trail, dude. You need to fucking, when you bang a chick, it dies.
You need to stab her 50 times.
Write fat on it. It wasn't me. You wrote fat on her. Why would I write fat? Why would I write fat on her? I'm fat. Why would I do that?
It's like my Zorro one.
If you cheat, you need to murder the girl you cheat with in a violent way to where the people you know and love would go, he would never do something like that.
Yo, you're going to give me shit about this, and I swear to God, I've never cheated on a chick. I never have. When I've been in a relationship, the shit is, I had this one girl who was like, if you watch any kind of porn or anything like that, that was the shit that fucking flipped her. And it was just like, that was the shit that she would hold me to the fucking fire for.
Really?
And after, like, you know, after you hit like the 2-year mark, you're just like, I'm just so disinterested at this point.
Yeah, horrible. You ever get caught masturbating next to your girlfriend while she's sleeping? Like she's sleeping
with my watch light. Before cell phones were a thing, I was using my watch light to illuminate her ass. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm just like sitting there, like using my watch light.
Wait, you were masturbating to her sleeping body?
I was masturbating to her ass, but thinking about somebody. Well,
that's
else.
Not bad. That's good, but that's okay because she wakes up and you're masturbating to her. Right. I was watching like big black Latinas on my phone, and she woke up and saw that.
Sometimes your girlfriend wants a surprise facial in the night.
Yeah. All right.
Well, sometimes she wants. Natalie, once again, wipe the face off. Once in a while.
No, after he does it, you got to wipe your face off.
Once in a while, a gal wants to be woken up to it being raining warm liquid on her face.
Now we know why you love Natalie so much. The other Natalie. The poor thing, she has to snip your dick. You hit it with cum in the at 4 a.m. Poor girl, dude.
Some gals like it.
Some gals.
Shannon, some gals. Shannon, you know these broads.
Shannon, do you like a surprise facial on the night?
I don't ever like a facial.
You never like a facial.
No, that's one. That's like a hard no for me.
Right. Let me ask you a question. If the guy comes a little bit, like very little,
if it's
does
an
that
accident,
bother you?
If it's an accident, that's okay. But not just like
what
a.
What can he pull out and then like put his fingers in your mouth and open your mouth and then shoot it right into your mouth and some and a little bit in your
I
nose.
I would be better with that.
Hell yeah.
Than the facial.
Can I ask you a question, Shannon? What if like what if like you're so into this dude and then like when he pulls out the cum on your body, it's just he explodes.
Yeah.
And some of it gets on there. Like that's face. Like a turn
on. And then will you rub it in a little?
Put on the sexy music.
That's a turn on, right?
If it's an accident, yes, it's acceptable. Yeah. It's okay.
But isn't it a sign that he's excited? Like if it's a lot of cum, doesn't that make you excited?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, because like let's say you have an amazing sex. He pulls out. He's like, "I'm gonna fucking come," and it's just a little dollop.
Natalie, for you as a lesbian, what's the equivalent? Is it like in the middle of the night if a girl smacks you in the face with her tampon? You just feel like
yes,
a thud.
That's exactly right.
You feel a thud on your forehead. Yeah. You're like, "What? Oh, it's a dirty tampon." Mm,
you just smell pennies. You're like, "Love it." Oh yeah, that's tampon.
Delicious. Thank you. Natalie, you don't want a surprise facial from a man in the middle of the night.
No one does. You're making that up.
I'm not making... Natalie!
You're not making
surprise
that up?
Surprise facials in the middle of the night, yay or nay? Nothing.
Yeah!
He has to say that.
I swear to God, it's our idea.
Now we know where all these questions come from. They're just things that you have done to Natalie.
Here's what we learned. Lesbians aren't real women.
Yeah.
You're fake. Doggy, it's a fucking... It's a surprise. If a woman likes...
That's the bad
like
part.
If a woman likes a facial... Why wouldn't she like the extra element of
baby, happy first year anniversary. It's a surprise, baby.
It's a surprise. It's if you like facials and you like surprises, why would you not like surprise facials?
All right, fair enough, but I really thought you were just making that up.
No, I shit you not.
Sick fuck, man. Let's hang out with this guy.
I shit you not.
Surprise facial.
There's no other way to do it unless someone's sleeping, I'm asking you.
What?
Like a surprise facial can't just be like you're reading and like then you're like, oh hello, like how else is it gonna be? It's like during sleep, right?
Babe, I was almost done with War and Peace. What the fuck?
You just came right on it. Like, is there any other way to do it unless they're sleeping? Because I'm asking you as a sociopath, Lewis.
Hey babe, home from work. Good guy.
Or you could do it like you can set up like a home alone trap. Like you can put like a bucket of cum on the door and then
Harry.
Right. Or you're behind the refrigerator as they're looking to see if there's like something, and then they're like, I can't find the home.
God damn it, not again.
Happy birthday, baby. So Shannon doesn't like a facial at all. Natalie, when you were with that one man that one time, did you enjoy
not more than in other places. Like, I wasn't like, yeah, facials, I'm into that, but I'm like okay
with it. But you were okay with a facial.
Yeah.
Wow. Natalie rules. Shannon, take a fucking page out of Natalie's book.
Yeah, Shannon.
Jesus Christ. The tables have turned from before.
It's weird, right? I know. We used to fucking love Shannon, but Shannon's a boring old bitch. Natalie's, she's a lesbian, and she likes cum on her face.
Yeah, Shannon, that's lick your wild. Fingers and turn a page in Natalie's book.
Shannon is less of a woman than Natalie the lesbian.
This is fucking psychotic. How would it happen here, Shannon? Can I just say this, Shannon? You can also just pretend to like facials.
No.
For the fans.
No, but fans? I really don't. I really have a thing against it. I feel like it's just like an act of disrespect. I don't like it.
You're going to be alone forever.
What about a little cum on the feet? What if he pulls out and comes on your feet?
Anywhere else.
All right.
Anywhere else is
fine. On your
fine.
Feet? Just let me see your feet. Hold on.
No, we're not doing this
you
again.
Tell him to be like, can you do me a favor and just cum on my feet and not anywhere else? Please. Cum on my feet.
Yeah. Damn, Shani. I'm not into giving a girl a facial unless she's into getting a facial. And then as soon as
that's
I find
how you
out
should
she's
operate with everything.
She's
so how consent. Do you go? No,
that's not true.
That's called consent. That's
no, there's some,
maybe
no,
you should do that every time.
How do you go about it? You say can I come on your face?
No, usually she'll ask the first time and
I
then
want you to come on.
Once she asks, then I'm like, that's the way we wake up. I'm like
that was very JB smooth of you the way you did it. You're like, you have to go with that. How do you ask him to come on the face? You just hate to come on the face, that's how you do it.
Good. Justin Silver.
All right, later, y'all.
Justin,
I got to get
Silly.
Fun hanging with y'all. Hell peace out to the snake.
See you, brother.
And I do have the internet is back on, so we can do Does It Live when you're
ready. Oh, Does It Live or Does It Die?
Good for you.
Justin, you want to play Does It Live? Do you have time
life,
or no?
Man.
This guy's a fucking king.
All right, gotta go.
He's the king. He has
we'll
a festival.
We'll wrap up the show with Does It Live or Does It Die. Let's do it. Oh, Justin. Natalie, I know her podcast about helping her with shit, and you guys are doing whatever subject. Please help her make sure that her dog is better. Okay. I hate her dog.
Okay.
I hate him.
Yeah, you're not like a fan of like living things.
I don't like dogs.
Other people love.
I don't like dogs. All right. Does It Live or Does It Die? We'll wrap it up on this one.
Okay, so.
Does it live or does it die?
I think the snake is dead. It hasn't moved.
He's chilling. He's chilling.
Okay, so here's the backstory.
I have an energy.
Yeah, you were petting it? He's happy.
Give us the backstory.
Okay, so this happened in South Africa. There is a couple that was staying in a hotel. It's not 100% what led to the conflict, but it seems like it was something like their room wasn't ready in time or something. The guy guy had an issue with the hotel staff.
Oh,
this is all you, shit. Lewis.
That's that would be me, dude. If I give them your hotel and my room is not ready, if my room isn't ready for early check-in, I will have a problem.
Mr. Gomez, you're here at 10 a.m. Check-in is at 3 p.m.
Dude, I show up at hotels when I land. That's when I go to the hotel, and there better be a room available.
Dougie, you mean you have no rooms ready right now? Mr. Gomez, we're at full capacity right now. Just please, give us a moment. Why did you come into my face?
Surprise! Give me my room key.
Coming! Where's Continental Breakfast?
Yeah, yes, we do. We have complimentary...
Surprise!
You came all over the banana leaf. Why would you do that? That is for the kids. For the special.
Dude. Oh, got a Fruit Loops.
Dude, I surprise facial everybody.
Mr. Gomez...
Oh, waffle machine broken.
Gomez, I came to adjust the temperature of your mini fridge. Oh! Why did you come on my face?
Gotcha.
So after the altercation with the hotel staff, they called the cops.
They called the cops.
The guy is in his late 50s, early 60s. He's a bodybuilder, owner. Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's naked when the cops show up.
He's wearing, just underwear.
No, he's not wearing anything. Dude, he's completely butt naked when he show up. I want the confidence where a bunch of people enter the room and I'm just angry, hanging dick, without anger. And he just pulled up his underwear just very matter-of-factly. Dude, if somebody came in my room, I'm like, ah!
I'd be so scared, dude.
I'd cover my body in the corner. I'm like, get out! Fuck!
But, Mr., you said it was an emergency.
I'm going to cover my dick first.
Get out! Do you have no decency?
Yeah, he's confident with his resting dick if he's doing that.
Got a swinger on him.
Okay, here we go.
They come in, he just sniffs out loud. How can I help you?
Who's that? Yeah, no, but the video that I saw started right before this.
Oh, this guy's in a villa.
Look, the cop's got a gun out on the left.
Who's playing this? You fucking coward.
He's got his own gun.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This guy rules.
And then he puts his gun away.
He has a do-rag on. He has the Macho Man bandana.
He doesn't give a fuck, dude. Look. This gun, he puts his gun away. He's like, all right, enough said. Which is crazy, even pull out a gun on people.
These guys should have shot the
shit
out of
me. Listen. So he starts grabbing, he wrestles the gun away from, I guess, a female cop.
Oh.
Look, he takes the gun away from her.
Oh! Oh!
Shannon,
good job!
You were supposed to pause it before the gun went off.
No, it's
he's dead. Next.
I think they got him.
This motherfucker.
The guy who shot the gun was holding it like a woman, right? It was like,
fucked up. You know what? Because of that, he probably shot his shoulder or his fucking.
Yeah, it didn't look like a confident shot.
No, he was shot in the head.
He was shot in the head.
Dead.
God damn.
Can we watch it again?
Hold on. I have a different, this is a different video that shows what happened afterwards, which I'll show you after you guys all guess.
Okay.
What do you guess?
Yeah, I think he's dead. I think that by the way he dropped, I think he shot him. I don't think he's dead. I think he's alive. I think he got hurt, but I think he's alive.
He pushed the bullet out of his skull like Wolverine.
I think he like got him on the side of his face or his shoulder or something. Because the way the guy looked nervous when he shot it. I don't think he nailed the shot. He's alive.
Sergio?
I think he's alive. I know multiple people who've been shot and they're alive. I'm going with him being alive. I felt like the drop would have been different. It would have been more like
it was something. Yeah, it was just like
it was almost like a little bit of resistance there.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be the steroids he's on.
Yeah.
It could be also like, you know, when you cut a chicken's head off, it runs around the room for a while.
Yeah, the last
like his fucking body.
But he was shot in the head.
He was shot in the head. Shannon?
Okay, so he actually is currently alive.
He's alive!
He's fighting for his life in the hospital.
He's on fire!
For his life.
And then I have this video. This video doesn't show the moment of impact, but you can hear his wife's response if you want to see a little bit of this.
Good.
This is going to be a little bit of black.
Well, it's Africa.
Perfect time for Lewis facial.
Surprise!
Relax, he's alive.
Wait, can we just see him like running around in his underpants again for a second?
Yeah, 1 sec.
He was a piece. He looked like a wrestler.
Jacked,
he was fucking jacked. But why would you grab a gun out of someone's hand? Like, what the fuck makes you think you could do that?
I mean, that's a nice pair of underwear to die in, though.
Yeah,
I thought about that. I felt like I was on doubt. Like, I should change my drawers. I should have no shit stains on them. Those are nice, clean, pristine, sky blue.
Yeah, even if you have a shit stain on it, you can't even tell.
Yeah, I mean, he got like superhero fucking underwears on.
If I died naked.
Oh. Embarrassing, dude. You're like, your girl has to.
My little pecker.
Little goes inside your body.
Dude, this Tarzan sequel is dark.
Seagal looks great.
I mean, look at his back. It's like
the
second
he pulls his gun out, if I'm that cop, I'm lighting him the fuck up. As soon as he pulls his own gun out.
He shot him in the fucking head. I love that. He could have shot him anywhere else.
Was that a goat or someone going,
You've got exotic animals, sir.
Unless he's staying in a fucking cave.
Dina's ready.
What fucking animals are you? Give me your fucking gun.
Look at it.
These motherfucker. Get down, bitch, motherfucker. Dead, you dead now.
Damn, doggy.
It's just a weird way of shooting somebody, right? Like he didn't.
Yeah, no, his feet were up. he looked so dead. It would look like rigor mortis. I mean, he couldn't look any more dead. Yeah, wow.
Well, he's alive. He's fighting
alive.
For his life. Here
Good
we
for
go.
Him.
Good for you. See that kid? You can grab a gun and you'll be all right.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right, what a dark way to end the show.
Oh, there's no more? I thought there's another one? No, oh, it's just one? Oh, I thought it was several.
We're done. We're done. What a sad way to end the show.
I had a great time. I just pet a snake for an hour.
Yeah. That was a fun show. It was a great show.
What's the snake's name?
That's Astro.
Astro. Thank you, Sergio. Thank
you.
My
pleasure, man. Thank you.
Anytime, man.
You guys
are
the fucking best. Love having you guys on the show. We'll be back on Monday with another episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.